You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This is Ben Miller from Gorilla Publishing, and you're listening to Comics with My Kids Podcast. Did I say it right that time?
How do you do, buckaroos, and welcome to Comics My Kids Podcast, the official podcast for the Comics Corner Box. Blogspot.com. I'm your host, Matt D, and with me today is...
Logan D and...
Melody D.
Today is our five-year anniversary episode.
So it's fifth. You're supposed to say fifth-year anniversary. Okay. It doesn't sound right if you say five.
It does. Five-year anniversary.
All right.
It's our fifth-year anniversary.
It's our fifth-year anniversary. Can you guys believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years?
No. It's crazy how much our setup has changed. We've had many different things. It started off, we were downstairs in the library with, like, a tablet and the book. All the way up to now, Mel, stop. All this fancy gadgets.
Yep. And let's see, we started out with Dog Man, book one. Logan, do you remember that book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Still have that book.
Yeah. Do you still like the Dogman series?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we dive into any books, I do want to let you guys know that we did get an email about our podcast. It's from a Ryan Estrada. Mm. And he says, "Hello and greetings from Busan, South Korea." Can you believe that? We got an email from somebody in South Korea.
That's cool. I've been listening.
Yep. He says that he's been listening to our podcast and he thinks it's incredible. He was a comic obsessed kid to the point that he decided he wanted to go pro when he was 6 years old. He submitted comic books to dozens of newspapers and magazines without any luck, but he never gave up. He kept bugging the same newspaper until finally they hired him at the age of 16. Today, he's worked on properties like Garfield, Star Trek, Popeye, and Flash Gordon. He recently won a Freeman Award for a graphic novel called Banned Book Club, and it's taught in schools all over the world. And this spring, he's actually releasing a second book in his middle school adventure called Student Ambassador of the Silver City. He's got some cool stuff he sent us for reviewing on our podcast. So I think that's pretty cool that somebody who listens to our podcast reached out to let us know about a book that he's making. What do you guys think of that?
Cool.
I think that's awesome. We basically just got an email from Garfield.
Pretty much.
I liked the movie Garfield. It was a very fun movie.
Okay. Well, I will reach out to him again and see if we can't get his books to review. I think it's really cool that he was able to contact us because he listens to our podcast.
Maybe he could be listening to this podcast right now and he would already know if we want the books.
Yep. So... All right. Well, to let everybody know, since this is our five-year anniversary, we are continuing to give out free comic books. In fact, right now, we are giving out Max Meow Volume 4, Attack of the Zombies. We also have a copy of Hilo, Gina, the Girl Who Broke the World, and which just recently came out. We have an extra copy sitting around of Hilo, Rise of the Cat, still in its plastic. So... anyone who's interested in snagging one of these comic books, feel free to write into the show at comicswithmykidspodcast@gmail.com. And if you're the first one to write in or put in the notes, Hilo or Gina or Max Meow, and you'll get your free book. Email us in.
Also, none of these are actually comic books. They are books with a lot of pages.
Yes, they're called graphic novels.
Okay, well, I couldn't think of a name.
All right. Well, Logan, did you have any specific book that you wanted to talk about this evening?
Yes, I wanted to talk about Hilo, Rise of the Cat.
Okay.
Which we are giving away.
Yes. I'm a cat. All right. Melly, did you get a chance to read Hilo, Rise of the Cat?
No.
No? All right.
You want to read it?
No.
Okay. Since it recently came out, you want to give us the breakdown of the story minus any spoilers? And maybe you could throw in a couple of the cool jokes that are in there. Cause it seems like Hilo's always got a good dad joke.
Like What's kicking chickens? And he was talking to penguins.
I don't think there's any good jokes in this.
Okay. Well, why don't you give us a breakdown of the story real quick? Again, try not to give any spoilers because your sister hasn't read it. I haven't read it.
So the book is about, this book is actually about Polly. She's in court for all the things she's done in previous books. Like, she's brought she brought about 2 million robots into the city. And, just everything she's done from the previous books, she got sent to this bad, for the school for bad kids. She ended acting up there. So, as they're going there, these monsters keep appearing and attacking the school. And so they try to figure out where the monsters are coming from and why they're attacking. I won't spoil what they find.
Okay. Do you really like this book series still?
Yes, I still do.
Is Hilo in the book at all, or is Polly more the main character?
I won't reveal.
Oh, you won't reveal?
I will reveal this. Well, you don't see him in the book.
Okay. So Polly's center stage, huh?
Yes, because we're back on Oshan with Polly and Pip.
Awesome. Okay. Well, then, since you don't want to reveal too much more, we will skip on to the next book in our series, which is an advanced review for Blood City Rollers. Melody, this is your book that we got. It comes out next month in April. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about this book? Don't reveal too much because, again, it's an advanced review. So
don't worry about that. I don't remember half of it.
Oh, so it's been so long since you've read it?
I read it a month ago.
Okay. Well, how about you give us a brief rundown of what you do remember?
Well, I remember the beginning and the end, but okay. Nothing in the middle.
Well, just tell us the beginning then.
Okay, so the beginning's about a girl, and she's doing this, like, roller skating dance. She's like one of those ballerina roller skaters.
Whoa, time out. She's a figure skater.
Figure skater.
Yeah, she's on ice skates. See, those are ice skates, not roller skates. She's studying. She's trying to be an Olympic ice figure skater. So what then happens to her?
Then she gets kidnapped by these vampires that take her to a roller skating rink where they do roller skating.
Okay, what kind of roller skating do they do?
Is it derby roller skating?
Yes, it's a roller derby. Hence the term Blood City Rollers, Blood City Derby, Blood City Rollers. Sorry. Who's the author of the book anyway?
VP Anderson and Tatiana Hill.
It's Tatiana.
Tatiana Hill.
Yes.
I'm very good at pronouncing names. So.
And actually, they are both members of a roller derby team.
Cool.
And so they're actually writing about some of the stuff that they do. There's a whole sequence in there where they teach you about roller derby and the different positions in the roller derby.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So why do they need this figure skater? If you don't remember? Okay, well, there's a position on the team, and the position on the team has to only be humans. So there's actually... two teams that are part of the Roller City or the Blood City Rollers, and the one human isn't quite fast enough and isn't quite talented enough. So the other vampires kidnap this girl whose name is Mina, which is similar to the name of the girl from Dracula. But Mina is, of course, this figure skater, and they end up snagging her so that she could be one of their roller derby humans. It's a fun, neat series or book. So there's the main character is what's called a jammer. She's a human, and she's the one that actually scores. Then there's these blockers, and they're the ones that are trying to stop her from scoring. And they have to get around the track so many times, and every time they pass a blocker, they score a point. So is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about Blood City Rollers, since I've been doing most of the talking?
Well, I can't think of anything else except I do... like how you can see the different artwork done on this.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Just the only thing I don't really like about this book is I don't like black and white books, but that's okay because I still like the whole thought of the book.
Right. Well, this is an advanced copy, so the finished product, which comes out in April, will be in color.
Yay, maybe I'll read that one.
So
I need to remember it.
You could just, after it comes out in April, you could read the online version.
Oh, yeah.
You just look at the pictures. Because you know that I
like in the black and white form.
Gotcha. Too. So after reading this, did it make you want to do roller derby?
No, but you know what? I did start roller skating classes after that.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't the cause of the book, I still did skating classes after that.
Gotcha.
Want to know something cool, Dad?
What's that?
Our neighbor does roller derby.
That's right. Maybe we should lend her a copy of the book.
Maybe.
All right. So, Melly, I believe there's another book you want to talk about. What one's
two,
that?
Actually.
Okay.
Well, I think since Dad told about about Blood City Rollers, maybe that should be Dad's book.
All right. So, Melly, why don't you tell us about Faye and the Moon then?
Yep, and Dad does not know this one, so he doesn't get to chime in.
Wait, I think I read this one, Cassie.
Yeah, I think he did.
No. Oh. I was thinking of something else.
Oh, you read The Last Unicorn in the Realm of Monsters, which is another podcast you can listen
to. Not just that one. The one where there was this one character that had, like, this green fang, and that gave her powers.
Oh, no, you're talking about Misha the Bad Demon.
Okay, wasn't sure what it was.
Okay, back to Faye and the Moon, a different book. So,
who's the author?
Franco.
You might remember Franco because he's the partner to Art Balthazar.
Oh, nice. I don't know who Art Balthazar is, but I'm pretty sure you guys.
Yes, you do, Mel. We saw him at the Comic Con, and he signed some of my comic books. And he made Drew and Jot.
Okay, I've not liked nothing of that.
Did you even like Drew and Jot?
I didn't even read it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay, let's
Catherine
not...
and Sarah Saturn. That's the last two people on this.
Okay. So why don't you tell us about the book?
So this book is about a girl. She's a fae girl. And she steals the moon to get her mother's attention because she thinks that her mother has just been lost when really her mother is not lost. Although I'm not going to tell you what actually happened to her because that would kind of spoil the point of the book.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize that now.
All right. So she steals the moon. What happens?
Bad creatures come.
What kind of bad creatures are we talking here?
Are they like wolves and coyotes?
No. We're talking about dragons. Let me read some of these. Okay. It doesn't say what they're called, but like. There's one that kind of looks like a sea monster.
Okay. Like a kraken?
Almost like an axolotl, almost, but evil.
Okay.
There's some that look like dinosaurs, like almost if this was in the time of the dinosaur.
All right, so what happens with Faye? I mean, you say she steals the moon, and she wakes up all these monsters. Then what happens?
Does she have to fight them, or are they friendly?
She had to fight them, actually, which is when another character comes in, which is my favorite character, although I kind of don't want to spoil what he is.
That's fine. You can talk about it.
Okay. Well, it's a dragon, and it's purple, or it's drawn purple.
I thought you said the dragons were evil.
Well, there are evil dragons, but this one is on Faye's side.
Okay. What's this dragon's name?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea how to pronounce this.
Where's it at? Sorry.
It's, hold on.
Is it Percival?
No, that's the evil one. Percival is the bad guy. I'm trying to find the other one's name. Well, I don't know, so.
All right, well, it would just be helpful if in the future you'd write down maybe the name of the characters.
It's something with the K.
Shh, okay, come on. All right, so why don't you tell us a little more about the book, Mel, before we end this chapter, this part of the
episode. It reminds me of the Nutcracker because it has the Rat King in it.
Okay, what else can you tell me about that?
She is friends with two of the mice that end up working with the Rat King.
Who's the she?
The Fae main girl's book.
Okay. Well, just you guys keep using pronouns, and it would be helpful if you would.
What's the Faye's name?
No, her name is Faye. F A E.
Oh.
She follows the two mice underground, which their names are Frickin' Frack. She follows the two mice underground, and then she finds tons of rats down there. And then a little rat with a little, like, cape and crown comes over, and he tells, and he says, "I am the Rat King. You stole the moon, and I won it." So that's how she ran into him.
Gotcha. So what do you like best about this book?
I kind of like the artwork.
Or is it the mythological creatures?
I like the artwork, the creatures.
Anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay.
Although, I like that the evil character looks so cute at first.
Oh, nice.
You haven't read the book, so I just pulled that for you. Gotcha. But okay.
All right. So, Logan, is there any other books you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, I think we will go ahead and put a pin in this one, our fifth anniversary episode, where we talked about, some emails. We talked about some books we're giving away. Oh, and Melody's got two books that she talked about. Logan got his in. So, well, let's go ahead and wrap this up then. All right. Well, folks, thanks for listening to this episode of Comics with My Kids podcast. Check out more episodes at thecomicscornerbox.blogspot.com.
Leave us a rating or review at Apple Podcast or Podchaser.
Follow us on Twitter for all our episode posts and news. Comics with My Kid. Dad, we forgot to talk about Throne of Zeus.
We don't need that.
We'll save Throne of Zeus for the next episode.
It's going to be a long one. Why are you yelling?
It's all right. All right. Let's see here. All right, Logan, up to you.
Also, check out our Facebook page, Comics with My Kids, and Instagram.
Thanks. And don't forget, you can also hear us on YouTube Music, because Google Podcast is going away. So now you can now listen to us on YouTube Music.
And now we officially have about, like, what is it, four emails?
Yep, we now have four emails, and we're looking for more. So
four emails in 5 years.
Yep. Well, thanks, and have a great night.
Or morning, or afternoon, or every other time of the day.
Just whenever you're hearing this. How about this? Thanks, and have a great right now.